Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey guys, good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. Hope everyone is having a nice evening and so forth and so on. So without any further ado, we'll go on and get started with the show tonight. I thought a good topic of discussion for tonight would be, would you rather have a experienced rider, or would you rather have a young upcoming jockey as a rider for his on a bike of today? And I guess the angle that I'm trying to go with, for as again, like we were saying last week with the older generation of racers versus this new generation of racers. And so I'm just kind of curious to see what some of your answers would be. So again, and the question would be, would you rather have an old experienced rider versus a younger rider today coming up in this racing league? And also, too, on the so I invited a few track owners to come on tonight as well to talk about the tracks and some upcoming events at some of these tracks that probably will be winding down with the racing season, considering this is October, so with further ado, the line is open, so if anyone wants to come in or make some just whatever, press one now. And if any of the track owners are on as well, I was actually to press one on your phone, and we can go on and cue you into the show as well. Again, if any other track owners, if you're on the line now, I would tell you to press one on your phone where we can get you on. But there was a discussion last week about that, and so that's actually what I was talking about, because it was with the rules and stuff that the new generation of racers are making or whatever. I'm still just trying to make a comparison to back when the and I shouldn't call them older because I'm in that league myself, but more than more experienced racers back then. I'm just trying to see, man, is which one would you rather have? And like I said, the lines are open. So at this time now, and while they're thinking about it or whatever, this weekend we have several races that's coming up. The race over in Montgomery, and we have one at No Problem as well. So if we have any of those promoters on, I actually press one now and kind of talk about your event. I will say about the one for us in Montgomery that they will have Friday night testing, I want to say from 6 to 11 maybe, and Saturday I think the gates open at 10. And racing I think starts roughly, I want to say around 11 or 12, and probably will race on up until 11 at night. But now don't quote me exactly on the time that the race racing would start, but I do know the gates would open at 10 that morning. So, been seeing a lot of talk about it. I know we got a big showdown, I think, with some all motorbikes. A few motorist bikes. Think Alabama's going to really step up to this one and put on a show. And for the ones that were wondering or whatever about the track, that the track will be a quarter mile prep. So, that would be least of your worries so as the track is concerned. Again, if you got any comments or whatever you want to make about this topic, Roland, I know you probably have something to say, so press one, man, where we can hear your thoughts or hear you what you think about that. Any more events going on this weekend? I'd ask now before we really get started to go on and press 1 on your phone, wherever you can come on and talk about them. I didn't want to leave nobody out. Those are just two that really pop off my mind when you think about them. Well, it is not. We got an extension here, 4920, and your line is open. 4920, your line is open.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, too much, man. Just kind of listening in, seeing what's going on a little bit.
Oh, not too much, man. I think a lot of people getting ready for the weekend.
Well,
nice weather.
Okay.
I don't think no rain or nothing in the forecast. I think high of like 80 something. I want to say low of 60. So that's perfect racing weather.
Yeah, it's looking good this weekend. So somebody ought to get it in.
Yeah, and somebody should run some good numbers in that air too. What was that? Man, they were still talking about that 14 clutch today, man. I was like, man, I don't know what Kawasaki is doing from the factory, but I don't think they're going to leave them alone with that clutch situation.
I don't know, man. It works. I can say that.
Then somebody was saying something about where you can take a pretty much almost a stock 14 and dump loads of nitrous on it as well. I don't know how long it will last, but I guess
I heard that they like nitrous. I heard that now. I can't prove it, but I've heard that 14 like nitrous.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I guess, I don't know, but I guess you want to go in there and put nitrous pistons in it or whatever. It just depends, I guess, if you...
I guess it all depends on what you're trying to do, I guess.
Right.
Or how big a shot you want to put in there.
True. Let's see here. 3075. Now your line is open.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
You got it, man. This card, I was just calling in. Maybe talk about the race you got coming up this weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been seeing some people, man, getting their feelings a little, but I think that once the lights or whatever come on and stays in lights, man, the talk will be over with then.
Yep, that's what tell it, that W.
Man, I guess we'll ask you that question.
That?
Huh?
Go ahead, Chris.
I was saying about that experienced rider versus a younger rider, whatever, man. Do the experienced rider overcome the young riders? Or, because, I mean, like the back in the day, and I shouldn't say like back in the day, because we don't make the older guys like myself feel like we're 60-some years old, but... I mean, racing was a little different than the way, you know, people are doing it now. So it's just a whole complete different ball game since then.
What you think different now than it was then back then, Chris? What you think is so different nowadays?
Well, for one thing, we didn't have the internet and all that stuff like what we have now, Periscope and all that, man. You pretty much can stay at home and watch racing. So, you know, back in the day, if we didn't have a ride or whatever, we would actually catch some whatever. Anyway, we'd just show up at the track to watch the races, whatever. Let's talk.
Right.
A lot of racing. Fun. And it's just a difference, man. You know, when two people say they're going to race, they would go and race. I mean, wouldn't be all that. You know, I want this and I want that, or give me this and give me that. Unless you just felt like the person that you was going to race or whatever, or vice versa, was kind of handicapped and, you know, man, get you a spot or whatever. But other than that, it was straight up racing.
What you think about Frank from CCR racing Lil Jack? and they gonna race head up. I think that shows some old school from Frank. You know what I'm saying? From him, from his weight versus Lil Jack weight.
Yeah, because I mean, Frank's pretty much, you can tell he's like old school to even take a race like that. I mean, giving up weight and stuff. So I could see it being as an old school race and just love the race or whatever. Don't really complain about the next man. More like what the older guys don't really, care about. But I've seen him do some one-sided races, you know, and like you said, you never know what happens or what goes on and on the bike going down the track. So, I mean, it's really up in the air for the race or who's going to turn the green light on or win light. But at the same time, I mean, for the person to take a chance like that, that's showing a lot there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's
pretty good. That's for Frank to step up and, you know, he going to run Lil Jack head up and Lil Jack probably 100 pounds lighter than him with the bike and, you know, his weight overall.
Well, in an instance like that, do you be a most talk out your bike or do you adjust to it or you just say forget it and just go on and get in the water bike?
Shoot, I think Frank know his bike run a certain thing and he just looking to go out there and run his race. That's what I think, you know. I don't see why he would try to, you know, add any more power, put it on blow up mode, just, you know, go out there, run your race.
Yeah.
As long as your bike running good. If he turned his bike all the way up, it seems like he got more chances of going out there messing up.
True.
Man, you have me quiet sometimes, man. Just to listen to you narrate and handle your business throughout the day, man. You have tears in my eyes.
Oh. Man. I don't know. I just be trying to see if this guy want to race for real.
Is that strategy, man? I'm not going to put you on the spot here, man, just to say yeah, yeah, nay, but man, when them guys be blowing gas, though, boy, that's...
You got him. You got him, man. You got him. But yeah, man, it's a strategy. 100%. I said 100%. It's 100% strategy.
So is that a way of making them give you a crazy race or do something stupid or just go out there and race?
I mean, it's almost making it like, you know, they don't like you for real. Like, they got something against you. Then I talk a lot of trash, so it make them just want to beat me that much more bad. You know, and throughout the whole time, I'm calm. You know what I mean? Like, Lil C, he real easy to blow a gasket. What's the other guy's name? Weedy, that guy with that hook smash bike, he real easy to blow a gasket. Malcolm Phillips, he's super easy to blow a gasket. So did y'all hear that conversation last night between him and Lil Rich?
Yeah, I was hoping, man, Mac wouldn't even come in on that, man. Just stay out of his state and just let his work and his craftsmanship do its talking for him, you know. But I don't know. He just go on. I'll be wanting to tell him, man, just be quiet and just leave that alone, man.
Yeah.
And just let your work, you know, stand to speak for you. That's what I would love to see.
Well, we'll see how that would go.
So what is the race actually supposed to be? Hold on here. We got McCullough here now, man. 5077, your line is open.
Carl, I don't blow no motherfucking gaskets. I don't blow no gaskets. It may sound like I blow a gasket. I don't blow no gasket, man.
Malcolm, come in the line, putting you in check.
I don't blow no gaskets, though. Not you or all of us. Yeah. I laugh at y'all.
You just run a little hot.
I wasn't hot.
You just run a little bit on the hot side.
What I'm going to get hot for? What is there to get hot
like,
for?
You was like a Cadillac North Star last night. You was running at about 220, 225. You weren't running hot, but you was on the hot side.
Shit, I was at 150 cruising down the road with the AC on with EZ playing.
I don't know, Malcolm. That temp gauge did run up a little bit, man, because I tried my best to text you, tell you, man, shut up, be quiet, man, and don't even respond to that. But you failed right for it.
Nah,
I know it's hard not to say, man.
Because you ain't finna tell me I throw rocks and have my hand. Hold on, wait. Now, there's a lot of other things I could have said, but I left it alone. I didn't get out of character. I could have got out of character, Chris. You know I didn't get out of character now.
Yeah, but I'm glad
you
didn't.
That's the first time I saw him keep his cool.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's about the first time I saw you keep your cool when, you know, in a situation like that, because you usually go left.
I did good. See, that's what I was saying. I did good.
You did good.
I'm trying to do better now. I just made it go way left. It could have went all the way out the
Michael.
Huh?
I got a question for you, man. When you going to get on a pro mod or something, man?
I don't know, Chris.
That's what I would love to see you on a pro mod or a funny bike or something, man.
I'm talking to somebody back and forth with a little 460 bike right now.
A 450?
Yeah, 460 bike. You know that little class that they run in IDBL.
Oh, okay. Because I do that. I run a class like that out there in Texas, the 450 and 460 class.
Yeah, I mean, that's why last night when this guy just left alone.
Thought he was going to
make me quit, right?
Oh, okay. Don't do it. Hold on one second, guys. We have another caller here, man. 4521. The line is open.
What's up, y'all? What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on? Indeed. Yeah. Man, who you think going to win that race this weekend between the cheetah and the runner bike?
That's going to be a good race.
Man, Cheetah looking pretty good right now.
It's all going to be about who leads the starting line first, honestly. That's how I look at it. And 9 times out of 10, Lane's going to lead the starting line first.
Everybody kind of rolling with Ronda right now.
Yeah.
They both all motorbike.
Over a mile. What, they run to the 8th, right?
Yeah. 8 mile race. What,
Slick to all motor.
They both flat slicks, aren't they? One bike is street tire, another one flat slick. Or would Cheetah be on a flat slick
both.
Or a street tire?
I think both are on flat.
Flat slick.
That's it.
So they both at what? Right. So they both at about what? 7 to 6 inches?
I don't know how long it is.
I know that Rondo bike ran real good in Indy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got that good. They got that good L there. All them bikes ran better up there.
Mm-hmm. I just don't see how they like pulling with Cheetah and them camp coming up straight off the trailer. I don't like that coming straight off the trailer.
I guess
that might get them 2 races. They might get 2 races off that.
I guess that's what's the name of the game: hustling, the gambling.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
he
would.
Even with an automotive bike, though, I guess it's either off or on. Pretty much the power band is like a two-stroke.
Yeah. I think they'll probably shake down Friday night and know what they got to be, you know, work with, I would hope. They might just come out there in the blind, you know.
But you really, that depends on the temperature and all that stuff, too. So if you test around 8 or 9 and then come around Saturday and try to run that race about maybe 4 or 5 o'clock, then I guess it's a guessing game. Then, but I guess the tuning, the only thing you can do on those automotive applications is what? Pretty much this more fuel or less fuel in timing wise, huh? You don't have to worry about no nitrous or whatever.
Yeah. I'll just turn it down a little bit.
Then that depends on what kind of fuel you run, huh?
Yeah.
That's true, too. Yeah, that motor game, when you got them all motorbikes, they run different types of fuel. They can run they can run field and make them run like they're on nitrous too, right?
Yeah, that alcohol would actually make you do it because it burns cooler, but then anything under 50 degrees, I think you start running into problems for us trying to tune that alcohol, methanol. But then that nitro, man, will make them jokers run wide open too, man. Like, they don't even – matter of fact, that nitro stuff will make it seem like it's on nitro.
I like to see chemical warfare do some races. That bike Caleb ride.
Yeah.
I like to see Sandy come back out and do some races too. Sandy was a bad motorbike.
Yeah, they got a lot of all motorbikes, man, that can
but,
really
you know,
probably
you know, you know, everybody probably just laid their bikes down for a second because they really went out that many out of motorbikes running, but not the street tire game ain't dying off. The flat slick game ain't dying off, but the flat slick all motor is coming back.
That's amazing how stuff, man, transformed. First it was the flat slicks, now the street tires, and now everybody bumping and talking about the all motor.
I guess next is going to be all motor street tire next, huh?
Yeah, I guess history repeats itself, so.
Then turn around and beat out, then after, so once the flat slick class come back up, everybody see how they flat slick and they'll be ready to roll.
All right, Carl, your line back open, man.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Hey, what y'all think about that Ronda? I think Ronda supposed to run Rare Breed, too.
Who riding Rare Breed?
I don't know. I think L.A., I mean, Leon said he wasn't going to be there, but his son was going to have a bike there. So maybe his son.
Probably going to ride.
Huh?
I said that boy little Matt probably going to ride him. The same boy that rode it in Rockingham.
Oh,
hey,
okay.
That little dude, he riding to me. He looked pretty good to me.
He looked, but I mean, that's 1,000. I guess you just gonna have to really jump out there on that boofer, man, to really put some damage to it in the eight.
Man, I'm so used to Zello, I'm trying to hit the button to get in. I forgot what y'all
talking. Hey, Malcolm, and you gonna run? You supposed to be running in Montgomery, Bud Light Lines? Y'all still do that race?
No, we're not. We're not. I had told Spencer and this the night that I was set up, we didn't want to do that race. Not then.
Oh, okay.
Let's go.
Yeah. And you and Little Rich gonna ever run, or y'all just gonna keep an argument?
I mean, I ain't got nothing else to say. As I said what I said last night, when I said me and you ain't got nothing else to say to each other, I meant just that. That was it.
Oh, so y'all never pair up and run each other?
Yeah, I ain't never say that. I ain't never say that, no.
Oh, that's what I was asking.
Oh,
no,
I'll say what's up. Steve, say what up.
Man, hey, I'm going to probably try to get you.
Step up,
get you.
Knock him down.
You ready for my four-wheeler, man. I want to do me a turbo booster, one on a frame. Do you think you can handle it?
The only thing to do is sit on the track.
Well, it won't be on no banjo frame. It's going to be on one of those rails. So the only thing you really have to do is just when light drop, just go.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff I want to ride, you know. I just want to do it just for the fun of it. I've been said I want to ride one of the benches, though. They look fun. They look real fun.
Yeah. I figure, man,
Oh, man, go ahead. I was just going to talk about booster killer.
Yeah, sneak one. What you got to say about booster killer, man? I'm going to have to stop this to hear what you got to say about him.
Oh, now he set him up a race today. He locked it in and everything.
Oh, he got his bike on. He's supposed to lay on.
It's for November 21st. He's supposed to run Crystal Hill head up.
Okay.
Who?
Crystal,
that booster from Arkansas.
Oh,
man.
Okay. That be with Soup Bone.
Yeah.
Yeah, Soup Bone hooked it up for him.
So what he gonna run?
Booster.
What? He gonna run the slick versus the street time, or he gonna put the street time first?
No, he gonna run the slick versus the street time.
Oh God!
You know what? If he can get out and keep the bike out there with him, man, I think it'll be a pretty good race. I ain't taking nothing from one of them, but.
Both them boys, they'll be wheeling going down the track. Both of them wheeling about the same point.
Yep. But if I was Booster Killer, I'd buy that new street tire slick they got coming out. Well, I shouldn't say slick, but that street tire bike's supposed to look like a slick.
What tire is that?
They got a tire coming out I've been hearing rumors about, man. It's supposed to be a couple pounds light. Light and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
about that Michelin.
Mickey Thompson makes. I want to say.
Has that top been tested yet?
Huh?
Yep. Have it been tested? Who had it? No, Mickey. Y'all talking about the Mickey, right?
Right, the Mickey.
Steve had it. Steve had three of them. They work pretty
good. Are the new ones?
Yeah.
Would you say it's better than a hookup?
Yes, indeed. But you just can't. The only difference with them tires and the hookup, you don't have to burn
can't
it out.
Can't overheat it.
Yeah, can't burn a lot of oil. It don't take much to make it work.
Shoot, that might be something to check into.
Mm-hmm, but I believe it's Booster Killer can, like I said, get out on it, man, and keep that bike down.
It'd be a dog.
Because Tyrone Willie down at about 300, 400 feet. Look like each time he raced. I don't know if he had that nitrous coming in aggressive in that area there or what, but let's see here. 8-7-3-8, when your line is open. 8-7-3-8, the line is open. Once going twice, 8-7-3-8. Your line is open.
Yeah, man. This is for Carl, man, the people champ. Carl, what's going on between you and CJ, man? I mean, I hear, y'all go backwards and forward. I mean, is there ever going to be a rematch between you and JT? I mean, we want to know,
It got to be.
I was going to say Zillow want to know, but we on Grid Talk, so Grid Talk want to know.
Yeah, it got to be a rematch, man. It got to be a rematch. And I'm going to run his 14. You know what I'm saying? I got to. He a little salty right now.
Well, I think the race that CJ won will be that Django bike and his bike. And I can go head up, bro. Is that the race what he really wants? Or?
He wants them problems.
No, I was just asking.
I thought he wanted his goal. But he can get them problems right there, though.
I don't forgot what he was on that one day, and they was talking about the bikes he was picking. I thought he said he want that he'll run that Django bike. Yeah. But I could have been wrong for,
I'm going to have to ask him that.
And like I said, it may have been the Goon race or whatever.
He ain't gonna run that bike. That's a grudge bike.
Oh, okay.
I just had to ask because he really wanna be Carl for some reason bad. I mean, as soon as Carl say, I don't know. It's just he just wanna be Carl bad. I mean,
you have to listen to Carl, man. If you didn't know no better, man, and didn't control yourself, man, you'd be beating your head up against the wall, messing around, listening to Carl, man.
Yeah, man, I know CJ probably want to do me something dirty.
And what really, really make me really bust off and start laughing is when he hollered at Jesus or something, man. That just takes the cake, dude.
Jesus!
Yeah. Yes, indeed, boy.
Oh, you talking about that Jesus?
Yeah.
Man, that's probably what he said too. What Suter said when he saw that W light come, saw that win light come on.
Did y'all run to the eighth or did y'all run to the quarter?
Nah, we went to the eighth.
Oh,
I was trying to go on through the quarter, but the bite wasn't shifting after about it wasn't shift after fourth gear for some reason.
Too much nitrous going in there.
Yeah, that's I think that's what it is.
But do you agree that if the race would have been the other way around, do you think they would have handled it the way they done? I ain't talking about far as the ticket stuff. I'm talking about far as the race was concerned.
Oh, okay.
Talking about if he would have beat me?
Yeah, because I just hear people say, you know, hand clutching versus, man, you got a slide or whatever, but... And that goes back to what I was thinking back to back in the day, man, that some guys really didn't cry over that hand clutch slider. So, Rich, I don't know, was people really running a whole lot of sliders back then for the technology-wise then either, but at the same time, you know, they didn't holler about no hand clutch and stuff. But to me, if a hand clutch can run with a slider, I don't know why not. You know, race is race.
Man, that dude would have beat me with that hand clutch. I'd have never heard the end of it. Never. They already say I'm a disgrace to grudge racing. No. Yeah, as hell. Prove them wrong.
Yeah, I'm sure you probably won't have to do but one or two more of those, man, and that's going to be all she wrote for as Carl trying to prove something.
Well, that's the
world.
I'm looking to put in a little work this weekend.
What all you got this weekend?
Supposed to race dude named Darian Anderson. He got a bike called Debo. I'm going to race him. I'm supposed to run this dude. They got a bike coming from the Carolinas. His name Hitman on Zello. Got some dude named Latona riding. I'm thinking it's an ABK bike. Got him. I got one more, too. Let me see. Let me see. If Weedy could get his hands on me, I know he'll love to do it this weekend. Let me see who this other one is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, them about the only two I got. I'm probably going to run one of them extreme bikes, dude named Carlos. He said something on Facebook. I'll probably run one of them extreme bikes, too. But as of right now, I got two of them lined up.
Okay. Man, I didn't realize Smiley was so messy the way he was.
Man, Smiley's so messy.
Somebody
called
in my inbox.
Man, Smiley's super messy.
Call in my inbox.
Extremely messy dude, man. That's my buddy.
Yeah, that he's killing me.
Man,
but
what y'all think about
Grip, man?
Grip better not sit on nothing and sit beside me. Nothing. Lil Sexy got action and Snoop Bite got action.
I thought
they
you and Grip was partners.
Man, I got to spank his ass. Because, see, Grip, me and Grip was racing when I was kind of learning the grudge game. So I was making a lot of mistakes when I ran Grip. But now I want to run it when I'm right. We hadn't raced in years, man. Years. I ain't got nothing against him.
Right.
I ain't got nothing against him.
What about Terry, Mr. 1G, man? Is he racing or just kind of?
Man, it look like he in love with his jet ski right now. I heard he was doing something, though. I did hear that.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know how true it is, but I heard that.
Well, it's about to turn cold now, so we're going to put that jet ski up.
Yeah. Shoot, you're going to put the jet ski up. The bike's going to be put up, too. I don't know. I ain't heard that from him. I ain't worried about him, though.
Well. Yes, indeed.
I ain't worried about it, man. What y'all think about Steel Team 6 giving Frank the back tie?
Oh, Frank going to be on that flat slick mic or street tie?
I think he might be on Pistol Pete.
It depends
with a flat stick. He might be on the street tie, to be honest, Chris.
Oh, okay. So that's still going to be with the weight difference, though, man, because how heavy is CJ?
Man, CJ light.
So see, Frank going to have to get that,
water, so.
That weight moving first. So that's the key with him. So he can get out there and kind of get that that mass moving, then I think it'll be a good race. And they only giving him, what, one in the break or just the break?
Nah, it's just the back tie.
Oh. They're going to have to bring in a little bit more nitrous and everything else just to get the moving a little fast. But if he can get out there in front of him, man, and bike catch up and, you know, go into that gas too, that's... It just, I don't know, that weight still, man, will play a big role. But they only running 8 miles, huh, a quarter.
8 miles.
Oh.
I think it's the eighth. Thank you. Yeah, I think it's the 8 miles.
Ain't no more tracks going up in Alabama over there, man? Or they still, everybody's still sticking to the 8 miles?
Yeah, everybody's still on the 8 mile. That's it. I mean, that's all we got. 8 mile.
You would think somebody would go on and build a mega track over there in Alabama.
I don't think the racing is big enough here. You know, it's a lot of race people that race here, but I don't think it's like in the Carolinas, man. I was looking at how they set up, man. They, you know, it's a lot more racing going on. They got a lot more racing stuff up there, a lot more racing shops. No, I don't know. But if you don't cross that line, you better be ready for the quarter. We get that.
Indeed. And Georgia don't really have nothing either, do they? Well, it's a quarter mile track, except for that track over there in Columbia or. Yeah,
Commerce.
And that's it.
Wonder why they don't never throw no races there.
I think the track is so strict. Hold on, because I had actually called up one of those NHRA tracks and was asked them about the event, man, and they came up with all kind of rules and stuff that, you know, you would have to have. And I'm like, man, ain't no way. For the price they was talking about, renting and stuff, man, ain't no way possible you could do that, and then you don't have everybody in there. Bike must have and all that kind of stuff there. So, wish to be honest with you, I wouldn't even want to ride no. Yeah, that's last I heard. I haven't gotten the detail yet, as far as the information on it, but yeah, they're supposed to have a street tie shootout.
You don't know if it's gonna be April quarter.
No, I think they're going to let the racers on the side. It's just going to be an 8 mile, quarter mile race. I wish we'll bring that four wheel over here. I don't know if they can let that get in to race with the bike.
A four wheeler can get in the street tie shootout with the bike?
No, I was just saying. It would be nice.
To go down the track, period.
No, yeah, it could be racing against the bikes in eight if it was an 8 mile race.
A couple of years ago, you'll see the four-wheelers at the events, but now it seems like lately I haven't been seeing no four-wheelers at these events.
No, they actually been kind of migrating and going to on the ATV races, to be honest, which only a very few of them would kind of link and go, you know, go to other places.
I heard they were doing a lot of street racing with them four-wheelers, too.
Yeah, a lot of folks that race on the street, they don't want to come to the track.
Yeah.
That goes back to that same last week, basically a person that raced on the street, you know, get to that track, don't know how to handle that, or is popping that clutch and band is not spinning or anything, so. Yeah. You have a lot of them that want to go to the track. They say they go to the other end and race that, and that's real popular too. We got a few of them that are 60 with a bike. Real ones would pull about three or four links on a bike off the line.
There's some four wheelers that'll do some 110, 60 switch.
I got a buddy with one man that would run down in the low numbers.
Wow.
I was thinking, I said, man, if I could, you know, build me a chrome body frame and put me a boost engine, because I'd rather do that rather than trying to turbo a 1,000. You're going to do it. But I would let my buddy out there in Arizona build it from the platform with his funny bike for the turbo, but I think that thing will be fun to ride.
Sound like it.
If I can get like 350, maybe 400, just throwing a number out there, man, on that kind of thing, they can get all that power to the ground. See, that thing should fly. Because you think a band probably would, well, a stock one, you know, it's about 350 something. So you have a chrome model one built to get the weight down to about 200 pounds or 100 and something, man, thing should. And then put Malcolm with a lightweight tail on it.
Malcolm's smaller than Lee, honey.
Man, I don't know who's the smaller between him and Lee. Lee Cunningham, because I was watching Lee, man, with a suit on. It looked like the little suit man was a size 1.
Did Malcolm ride? I never saw him run anything.
Hey, I almost called Malcolm Lee, man, one day he was on. I didn't know it was Malcolm on until he got up close and realized the suit was. Man, well, he's riding too. He look like a little old bitty person, man.
Hey, listen, I ain't going to have y'all talking about my size. No, I'm sexy. This is called sexy. This is what you call sexy. You know, I don't, you know, I like to keep my body real nice and smooth, you know.
So you want to keep it real nice and smooth.
Why
are
you hating, Ernie?
When you eat the groceries.
Who eating groceries?
No, I say you want your body real nice and smooth for when you eat them groceries.
No, I ain't Marvin and Migo and Dust. Now, don't put me in that.
I thought you said you wanted to try it. You thought about it.
Listen, I thought about it. I ain't do it. I didn't go to the grocery store.
Man, let me tell y'all what I found out about Malcolm. He nasty.
Oh, man, cut it out. Hey, listen, this ain't Zello, bro. We got to wait 12 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And I'm telling who listen.
Well, you might get me in trouble, man. See what I'm saying? See, that's how y'all do me, though.
Oh, God, we got another caller here. This 4111, and your line is open.
Everything. Like, if somebody be so weird, you should learn how to...
4111, your line is open.
You be like, oh, you don't learn that stuff, okay?
We'll come back to him. Well, man, you think we're going to get some racing off Saturday, huh? I'm sure the street top bike's going to race. I heard a few people from South Carolina and some places, too, may be coming over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hitman, them coming from the Carolinas. That Ronda bike coming from the Carolinas. Smiling was talking to some boys from Virginia, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So they was coming.
Well,
he put
what happened with
Zello
the B-Mo?
Jackson, he called him.
Really?
Huh?
What about B-Mo and them? Are they still going to do that race, or they called it off?
Yeah, he called it out to the 21st.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of people waiting for the 21st.
Yeah. I'll be wanting to go
grand
on and get racing over with as you get it in, man, because shoot. Tell y'all where y'all need to be sneaking off to, man, over there in Texas, boy.
There's some money over there, Chris.
Yes, indeed, man. You have to go there and you can go there and pull out the big armor tank and just start bum. You have to go in there and snipe in there.
Right, right.
But yes, it is.
You might need to try to do that, man.
Man, I'm telling you. I am telling you.
Texas. Yeah, we might need to do that. Them Texas boys, they don't come down here and race too much, huh? Like going toward
they
North
do.
Carolina and Georgia. They do?
You have one or two of them, maybe a trailer load sometime, load up and go. But,
yeah.
No, you need to go there and get in the middle of the other pack in Texas to go to their hometown.
Yeah.
So Ken,
okay.
Man, when they used to go over there with their street top bike, man, they would tear up the city.
And
so anyway, yep, they were racing flat stick bikes with that black 1000.
I don't think I saw that black 1000.
Yeah, they went over there, boy, and put the hurt to them. They underestimated that 1000 with street top on it.
That'd be the best part when they underestimate you.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember a couple of years ago, man, we had Big Red a race locked in with who was that over there? One of those guys had a flat stick. No, it wasn't. It was a street type bike over there. And, man, when I told them, you know, Red wasn't able to make the trip, boy, they celebrated over there big time. They started jumping up and everything, man. Party. And so,
they were happy.
So,
like they had got out
no,
of
the car. Yeah, and so I told them, no, we got another bike over there. So that's when Al and them pulled out that all motorbike over there. And, man, they thought that was an easy win there, too. Until the lights dropped. And it was all she wrote, man.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
talking
wow.
About Adam there from the screen.
Yeah.
Maybe
I think I got
nice
that race.
Too.
Mm-hmm. I think they be working on too many bikes at the track. Man, don't have time to focus on one.
It looked like all their customers be at the track. They have a ton of bikes at the track.
Yeah, that's the one person I know when he comes to a track, he's going to have 7 or 8 bikes.
Right.
At least 6, I know, in the trailer.
And they're going to race.
Yeah, and they're going to race. So they used to come all over there and switch and race. Because you remember when Ken raced Eddie over there in Twigs and almost, well, Ken did go 12 o'clock both times.
No, I ain't see that one.
Man, that was a scary race over there. I just knew Ken was gone, man. He got up just that high. And still was trying his best to stay in front of because I think they was giving him the break or something on that street top bike. And Ken leave out there and everything on him, man. No bike would come up in the air with him too bad.
Yeah. They turned it up.
Ken swear him down, he didn't, but man, that little dog come back over there breathing hard and was nervous and stuff, man. I said, dude, what's up, man? There'll be another day. Yeah. But he was riding it. He was pulling the cold through it. I got to get to him, little dog.
Old Tim ride pretty. He riding now. I don't think he ain't in the spotlight like that, though. You know what I'm saying?
But
he ride,
though. Spotlight. Seems like he wasn't them quiet like Joker just like to sneak in on you.
Yeah.
Catch your guard when it's down. What about the there was another race we were talking about racing too this weekend over in Montgomery. Well there will be cars
there
as well.
Becky supposed to be racing on it.
Yeah. I think Becky was going to be running, who was that? Somebody
I thought they said Becky supposed to run Priceless.
I didn't think Priceless was coming over there this weekend.
He ain't going to make it.
Unless
there might have been something they set up earlier. Because
okay.
I had wrote it down.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought he wasn't going to be able to make it. Michigan. And we'll be calling there two sisters, so have a few of them there going down the track. It's been a minute since I've been to that track over there.
Ain't no telling.
And I think that we'll have gas there as well. Haven't got to check on some nitrous.
Cool.
We need to have you some t-shirts made too, man, with that dry sale logo on
them. I think that Sniper done made some.
Yeah.
Robbed them. Yeah. I might get a few custom made myself. The Robin supposed to make all type of shirts. The Zello shirt.
Oh, okay. Are they coming up or they still changing their mind? That's
somebody
else
sure.
They could make a gold mine too, man, if they just would sneak up on Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So, Matt, we still going to be able to make it over Saturday?
Man, they're about to cry tonight.
Yeah, it is. Well, race, you know. So, normally, and that's for as long as this show been going on, man, it's always been quiet that wins before the race come up.
They're quiet before the storm.
Yeah, they always do that. I'm going to probably be your mask will go. I'm going to open up this guy line again and see if he from 4111. I mean, your line is open.
Somebody coughing up.
He's taking some neck wheel, man. Let's see here. We lost call again, too. Do we have any track on the zone, man? It's so press one on your phone where we can cue you in. I know that was a track over in Mississippi we had, has redone some work and stuff there, and I think a nice event is going on with him as well. I think he wanted to briefly come on and talk about the upgrades and stuff to his facility. Give him a few more minutes. And more lock-ins or whatever for his people want to see this weekend. Louisiana, Alabama. Texas, I think Texas has a race going on too over there at Texas Raceway. If not, we may do an hour show tonight just because of the
quietness.
Can think of. Huh?
Of the quietness.
Well,
loudness.
No, it's just, you know, always that. Few days before the race on weekend, it's always quiet. I don't know for what reason. I guess everybody feels like they put their foot in their mouth. Yeah. What's going on up your way? Anything?
Nothing. Nothing going on.
Any other tracks up there too besides the major one, are they? Well, you think everybody be trying to squeeze the little races in before the year?
Right. Yeah, ain't nobody doing nothing up here.
Wow. You going anywhere this weekend or you going to play it safe at home?
Yeah, I'm going to wait. We've been running for the last 3 weeks. So we're going to wait and go to
You all gonna take the bike over there? Or?
Yeah,
If y'all ever fix the done this, well, you got it straightened out.
Yeah, it was the air system, airbox system went out.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Well, guys, I guess if no one else has anything to say before we sit the show down, I mean, now is the time to press one if you some announcements or anything. If not, we go on and call it a night and look forward to the weekend. I need a few more minutes to numb it.
Pop in.
No, I don't think. Like I said, man, everybody shout out tonight.
Right.
All right, then. Well, guys, I guess if we don't have anything else to say to talk about, I hope we come back. Hold on, we got one caller here. 9499. Your line is open.
We charging 600 for some yayos.
You know what that means, don't you, girl?
9499, your line is open.
We're charging 600 for some yayos.
And what's that?
Mm-hmm. 30075, and your line is open.
Hey, man, I just want to say let's show these guys some support this weekend, man. Let's just come out there and get some racing there.
Yeah. Paul, can you translate this guy off of this last call here, man? 9499, man, your line is open again.
What you said, 600 for some yayo? Who you want to race? When you doing that? This weekend? Hello?
Well, he's still on.
He must just want to hear himself on the radio.
Yeah, he just want to hear himself on the radio.
He better not say who he is.
As Chris Jackson say, boy, you ain't talking about a.
Sound like he might be a little scared, though, a little nervous, though, to say who he is. He know we'll draw on him. Since he charging 600.
He adds 6 more hundred on there, he can get in a water box.
I don't know who he is. He got to be somebody that don't want to, you know, can't reveal who he is. He playing music, but won't say who he is. We try to see who he is so we can get across your ass.
I mean, there's really no secret. We got his number. I mean, here's something. I mean, he might as well go on and let us know if he's trying to get a race or something.
Or he's trying to play games or be a DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, that was my fault. I had my partners in the truck with me, man.
Oh.
That's my fault.
Oh, okay. No problem. But one thing, too. Okay, I want to clear up, too, man. This morning when the guy was talking about Malcolm in that Honda, that wasn't no 600, man. That was a 1,000 bike. And the bike Malcolm was riding, I think he said he had issues with the bike. So that was the reason why the little Honda got around
him. Oh, yeah, you know, we're going to pick on you now.
Yeah, I know it, because I meant to time and tell him, no, that wasn't no 600. Well, I love to see them two on the same bike. and just let them go at it. Best 2 out of 3.
Who is that? Hey, Chris, who this young fella on here saying he going to draw on somebody?
Now,
I have my partner in the truck and everything, and I have my phone on, like, mute. They push one or whatever.
They
fucking around and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think about the post that I put out there, Carl Autumn Boys out there in Texas on that list?
I'm gonna tell you something. No, no, no. I'm gonna ask Chris question first. Chris, this weekend is gonna wake somebody's eyes up. You got some good contenders down there. And you remember I told y'all something about a month ago? I told them boys something a month ago. I hope y'all paid attention to it.
What you told them?
You weren't listening. If you weren't listening, just raise your hand, I'll answer.
Refresh our memory.
It's gonna be a sneaky peek out of Texas. I tell you what, you come to Texas this weekend, them boys gonna get down. That's what I was saying. Yeah,
man, we're gonna be in my
game. I told you. But I'm gonna tell you this.
Man, they don't stand by that, Texas.
Man, I don't care nobody in Texas.
Is his phone going out?
The phone don't want out.
Come on, some Texas. Yeah, when you got to talk about some fast bites in Texas, your phone went out.
Exactly. Run out quick.
It won't let you tell that lie.
What phone is that, man? Is that...
Somebody, that's his phone. It's like a robot.
Yeah. When it was time to tell the tale, his phone messed up.
Exactly. Man won't let
him. You may have to hang up and call back. I'm going to leave your line open, man, so you can hang up and call back into the show.
I'm going
to
call back right there.
Okay. So the only thing I was asking is that winner, man, just keep that pride, and let me see if I can set up a race with him next week. That's all I was, you know, I'm waiting for him to call right in and chime in. That's the only reason I put the post off there for is to see would they be willing to double that amount.
Right.
All right, let's see. We got him on here now. All right, he's out.
Chris.
Huh?
They having a good race in Kennedale this weekend in Texas.
Right.
My prediction is going to be an unknown bike you ain't heard of. And I guarantee you this. No, don't say, oh, Lord. You don't need, oh, Lord, when you wake up in the morning and get down on your knees. So you say that. Why?
Ain't no fast bikes in Texas.
Ain't no fast bike in Texas. You hold your breath and come up on the mic next week. That's what I want you to do. Or better yet, make your way to Texas.
they over there, yeah. Carl. You got to go fish them out, man.
Yes, sir.
Well,
we got the fish them out. All you do is come
you
on
ain't,
here. Come on,
you ain't
side,
got a fish
throw your hook out and you go grab some.
Man, they said ain't never money to be made over there.
It ain't nothing but money to be made over there. Get over there.
Come take some of that money. Y'all better not come down that way.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to make a special trip to come to Montgomery with my partner that I'm talking about. I'm going to make it my priority.
When you coming?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, y'all next event, I'm going to make my priority to come.
Come get Fair ran enough. Over. Come on, get ran over.
Ran over.
He'll have a bike.
Well, but the only thing I was saying is that...
We don't have a bike. You say
we
want to
take the winner. No, Carl, this dude's about to be on before.
Chris, now I'm going
to
tell you
something.
Chris. Chris, this is what I'm going to tell you. Who are you trying to match them boys up with? Let me ask you that. Can I ask you that?
I'm not going to bring a killer bike. I mean, it wasn't nobody spectacular. This is going to be a no-name bike, too.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What no-name bike you going to bring to Texas to run them bulls?
Well, it depends on the one. I was going to match them up with something fully evenly.
Okay.
I wasn't going to let it be no one-sided luck.
If Super Bowl wins, that Night Rider wins, what you going to bring?
So he's talking about a flat sleek bike.
Yes, sir. Now y'all, now your panties is in the water now. We talking about flat.
Y'all got street top bike.
No.
We talking about street top. We ain't talking about no knob for the top. We talking about flat. 7 inches.
And I still may try to bring a little street car. I ain't gonna say no little. If a flat slick ain't gonna win it, I may still bring it.
A flat slick don't win it. It's a flat slick race. So a flat slick don't win it. Who you gonna bring? That's what I wanna know.
It just depends on who wins that race.
Huh?
It just depends on who wins that race is what I'm waiting around the table to see.
Hey, it's a bike out of there. They call it Alabama. You look on your thread, Alex Hughes page. It's called Alabama. Now, if I'm a bet man, which I am, I predict
Alex
him for Knight Rider to win.
Yeah, it's called Alabama. Not gonna win it.
Who?
But like I already said, he's been winning the last two years. He's been winning it.
Who?
Knight Rider.
Knight Rider ain't gonna win this, buddy. Like I told you. Chris, what did I tell y'all about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, a month ago? Did I tell you something? Something in the middle ain't clean. You're going to find out. Watch.
Hold up. You say you told them something. Refresh our memory.
You need to stay on the phone. I'm always refreshing your memory. Yeah.
Okay, don't worry about it.
I'm not going to worry about That's my prediction. That's my prediction.
He mighty confident.
I am.
He real confident, boy.
I am.
Knight Rider gonna win it.
You know what?
The reason being that it's gonna be in a disadvantage for him is that track.
That's their hero. That's their hero.
He ain't got
no. It's a hero
in Texas. Shit.
But
wow.
That's
wow.
Their hero.
No.
Chris, what's in that track in Houston? We were saying Houston.
This ain't in Houston. This in Dallas. Kennedale.
Sound like it's
going
to be
real short stopping rule.
Ain't no short stopping rule. They got cars out there.
It's
running 390. They got cars down there and running 390. So ain't no short stopping rule. We don't want to hear all that.
I want to get him over there. Let them boys, you're going to have to dress to it because you're going to have to go and bring your power down on it because if you don't, you're going to flip it over.
Yes, sir. Tell them something.
That sounds like a good trick.
Now,
yes,
if they were doing that, if they were doing that over there in at that truck, then I would say him.
No, Chris. Have you ever seen the best shit in the woods?
Was you neither.
See, you talking to me, though.
I'm telling you, man.
Watch.
You neither.
Watch. You
so
neither. Hey.
We going to know who this bike is. Everybody going to know this bike after this race.
No,
yeah, you be sure to send me a text or whatever of the outcome, because I'm not going to be able to make it.
That's just my prediction. Now, I could be wrong. It's just my prediction, though.
It's a strong one. You got some confidence. I ain't lying.
Yeah, you can tell it in his voice, boy.
You got that right.
It must be the rider they're going to be on.
No.
squeeze that. Squeeze that.
Have we ever heard of what?
I'm just saying there's going to be some good races. That's what I'm going to say.
He ain't going to make the prediction, man. They got a few.
I'm going to tell you something like this. I think it's a race going to go on with them boys from Arkansas, Chris Kmet, off the trailer. Now, I got to call Maxwell in the morning. I'm going to call him. Because I'm going to put my diggies on the line. He ain't going to run. He ain't going to run with this bike. That's just my opinion.
Man, he got a street type bike and call that Chris Kmet bike out. He can't be out of that.
No.
Young
man, I don't know your name and everything.
Head up.
No.
I'm saying that's got to be an insult. This guy got a street tire, street tire bike, and he done locked in a race to run this flat slick bike head up. That's an insult.
No, Chris came up on the flat slick.
Right, and the street tire bike called him out and locked.
No, but what Booster Bike's looking at is probably the mile per hour and stuff, and the time that he running on the street tire bike versus the flat slick bike.
They ain't no street tire bike. These flash slicks. That's what I'm telling you.
Booster Killer got a street tire.
Yeah, Booster Killer got a street tire. He wants to run him on a street tire bike.
Right.
Booster Killer call out who? Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is my opinion. Booster Killer can beat Chris Kmet at the back door. But in the eighth, I don't think he can. That's my opinion.
Uh-oh. So Booster Killer might be on to something.
Booster Killer, I don't know a lot.
If he can just keep that's the key to him. If he can keep the front wheel, you know, with a reasonable amount of lift for it off the line or whatever, and keeping it up, you know. But if it come up like it's been doing with him, he can hang it up.
Yeah.
But I don't think I want for this to take the winner of that race there with that prize money and wait till next week and put that up against this bike that I'm running with it.
Okay, Chris, I understand what you're saying, and I agree. What bike is it, though?
I know that.
It's a surprise bike.
Nah, we don't have surprises in Texas. Everything's big in Texas. Don't tell it like it is. Don't run from it. Don't get ready. Be ready.
Well, once the winner is announced, though, that I may put up the bike that I'm talking about.
That's it.
You ain't going to scare nobody putting it up. I'm going to be real with you.
I don't scare them with that topic.
No, you ain't. Them boys, I'm going to tell you something about them boys down here. They don't have to be no talking. They kept back in the drone. That's what they are doing.
Man, I guarantee you, them boys, they're not going to even answer that post I put out there. Josh came out there joking or whatever. Well, at least he did make an effort for it.
Ain't too many folks there.
Say so.
They want to know the bike before they say anything.
No, they don't need to know the bike.
Scary.
It ain't scary. Ain't none of that. Hey, if I were whoever, I get to fight Mayweather. I want to know that. If I beat whoever, I get to fight Mayweather. That's what I'm looking at.
But if you're in the ring with them flashlights, this shouldn't matter. If you think you got a bad in one.
You're right. But at least I know Mayweather at the top ready for me. Hello, somebody.
You already know who at the top. So that means you coming in our...
Yeah, you're right. You said a mouthful. Mayweather's at the top, so we're at the top, Chris.
Right. You already know who you got to come in and fight. You know Mayweather the man.
Squeeze that. Who at the top then, Chris?
Man, you got four or five bikes over there. Six bikes maybe in the top. But when I got a chance to see the list.
Man, the top of grudge racing this year, by far, goes to
Lou
Rich. Oh,
you're talking outside of Texas.
Yes, sir. The top by far is Lil Rich and Lord Have Mercy. This year, race.
That they going to make that'll draw in a lot of bikes over there to run for that.
You know, we don't know.
I'm just waiting for the winner to be announced.
So you trying to
put Richard and Lord have mercy at the top. What makes
yes,
Richard and Lord have mercy at the top?
Man, I ain't no package out there outperforming them.
Yeah,
I ain't no package out there outperforming them. Shit.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. In the history of drag racing that I've looked at so far, I don't care what no man says to me, with Lil Rich on that package, look at Katrina. Look, Katrina was deadly last year. Everybody wants Katrina this year. Why? Because Lil Rich ain't on it. You can say whatever you want to say to me.
Yeah, Katrina might well call it.
So
well,
Richard had that bike going fast. That's what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
And now Richard ain't on it. It ain't hitting on that no more.
Hey, the proof is in the pudding. No, I'm not saying it's not hitting on no more, but it's not hitting like it was. That's what I'm saying.
It's missing a cylinder. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, it ain't missing no cylinder. It just ain't running like it was. Then put a few bullets in my mouth.
Is you basing your thoughts off of the pass that Richard made when he raced Kingpin?
Nope. This is what I'm basing my thoughts off of. Who has Lord have mercy false to? Come on, I'll wait.
I mean who has it all raced besides Kingpin?
Knight Rider.
He was Knight Rider twice.
Okay, and that's a fast bike.
Yeah,
there ain't too many people that have run up on Knight Rider.
You think Knight Rider can get with Kingpin?
No, Knight Rider can't whip Kingpin.
No. Any given day?
It'll whip Kingpin on any given day?
Man,
Knight Rider
got to go back and
Knight
get
Knight Rider already lost. He already lost in Memphis when they ran in Memphis. Kingpin whooped him.
True. He got to go back and get the Bergman bike down here. The bad apple.
Knight Rider already lost in Memphis against Kingpin.
So the bike you talking about is going to be faster than Lord have mercy.
I didn't say that.
He got to go back and redeem himself with the bad apple bike.
Oh, yeah, the bad apple whooped him.
Yeah. Man, bad apple don't want none.
So if Knight Rider lost all these races, you can't just say, you know, it's fast, but it can't be, you know what I'm saying? You saying this bike that you talking about going to pretty much be at the top. So that means you coming to knock out Lord have mercy.
Man, Lord, how much smoke that is. Get the hell out there.
Lord have mercy is a bad bike. I take nothing from it. But, like I said, you got to be consistent. You're like bad apple. You ain't heard about it all year, have you?
No, but when it comes
exactly.
out, he's going to be ready to redeem himself. He'll give Knight Rider bike another thing, and I hope that happens Mardi Gras.
Chris, I'm going to tell you right now. When they run, come see me.
What is it? What did you say?
When they run, come see me.
I will.
Okay.
I definitely will. I don't think he's going to really try to run his bike, though, considering he's trying to go to T-Zone 24.
Hey, so this is what I'm asking. This is what I'm saying. If the man is trying to go to T-Zone, what's that tell you?
He's trying to go
well,
to
he got to raise his hip that he can do. But we didn't worry about him for Mardi Gras. Because I know if he ended up winning that thing this weekend, I would have held him some slack. I'm not even going to put that pressure on him. I let him handle that 24th race and then focus on him for Mardi Gras.
I heard.
But if somebody else win it, I'm going to put a bike up
racist.
Beside him. And
that's racist, man.
I don't want him to hurt his bike, though. Doing that and not being ready for the 24th, so I'm not gonna put no pressure on like this.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I want to see it.
But I just would hope that the other guy from Texas would step up, because everybody's talking about them guys over there, man.
Chris, I'm going to tell you something.
Huh?
Remember that. What? You don't run down the heat, you walk down the heat. Remember that. Sometimes you got to walk down that heat.
Okay. Because they got to walk down that heat.
Walk down in here.
You gotta walk to that ass whoop.
That's right.
Don't run to it. Don't run to that ass whoop and walk to the ass whoop.
Walk. You got that, don't you?
And see, I guarantee you, if I put up a picture of a bike coming over there next week, how many of you think will click on and say, man, I'll race?
I bet you I got some pocket that would.
Probably
not
one of them. That
no, Chris, hey, you asked me to do, and I told you. I told you. And you know how to choose from, like, that period. But it's enough about you, too. It's more than one, too. I told you. You know, everybody had a thing. Go through things.
Carl, they owe that, man. You gotta fish them out, dude. You gotta hook that. Put that bait on that hook and cast it out there, man, and pull that line straight tight.
Chris, see what happens.
What they owe
it? Nah, just throw a net out there and you just wherever you catch, just really just bring it on in there.
Hey, I want to go see
how
the Texas bar. See if we can't get us some of that Texas money.
Man, I just want to go out that track all over there.
I'm in Alabama.
Come on, darling.
Yeah, they say I ain't never some money down there.
Come get it. They give it
away. If I was a person that wouldn't mind traveling, and man, I'd stay over there until I just run that well dry.
Tell him, Chris.
Chris, you hit the right person upside the head and it's on V for you, Chris.
Well, yeah, but I think until you run one or two at the top of the order, you get the rest of them. Oh, here, man.
Tell them, Chris.
Yep.
Chris,
look how they swarmed to that 1,000 that was coming back and forth over that. 10 and went over there, I think, about 3 or 4 times.
Did they go over there and rack up?
Yeah, before they just waved the flag in there and they said, man, we, you know, it was time to retire at 1,000.
Yeah. Yes,
No, a lot of people don't come over here and say something good with you. They scared of that 8 mile. They want that 5 mile pass.
Well, see, when I made that post today, that scared a lot of them from coming over there because didn't nobody Chris, really say anything.
Chris, you don't scare nobody over there.
They got scared, man.
Man, that post
okay,
is so
I'm
quiet.
Ask you something, Chris, I'm going to ask you something, and it's real talk. What top flat slip bike is there in Alabama? You tell me.
There's plenty of them. They just... somebody over there in Texas should have stepped up and said, man, I would try it. Man, everybody will watch that post. People send me messages and everything. Said, man, they not going to say nothing. And then
they ain't got
nothing
to
say. Even the king didn't even say nothing.
I can say nothing. This proof is in the foot. Right on.
Hey, there, you right to come see me when I do. You gonna be around next week on the 17th?
I got trails.
That's right. How long is that gonna last, though?
Next year I'll be out. I know something like that. Next year I'll be out.
Because
sound like just a lot of knowing. A lot of talking.
I'm going to put a picture of a mic up after they announce the winner of who win, and I'm asking, I'm giving the opportunity to come forward and say, man, do you accept or do you decline this race?
Now, Chris, you scanning them boys over there. Especially this one you got on the phone.
You scared everybody in Alabama.
Y'all scared everybody in Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Want to come over there and get on you, too.
Tell them come on.
We coming.
That determines this weekend who turned that wind light on.
Okay. And I
got to. And then we'll have to bet what the winnings, you know, and carry that on into next week. That's going to be the big key right there.
Right. Sound like he got his phone on speakerphone. We can't make out everything he's saying.
You can make
it out. Getting him. Only thing you got to do is go back and reference that post I made.
Yeah, I can make it out. Don't act like you can't hear. No. I know your mama told y'all to clean your ears before y'all hit the bang. You can hear it.
Yeah, we got some dry shafts for you.
Mm-hmm. I sure wish you were my size. I'd take you down through the block.
What size you in?
250. If you 250, you got it.
250.
Hey, Carl. He actually got on soup on over there, man. And be on the street that night.
Was soup on running good?
And you got
it. He dumped him out the hole so bad, and you know, over in the 8 miles, it's no recovery, man. When somebody jumps out the hole like this.
Who was riding the bike? Soup on.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, no wonder he whooped him.
But that was an upset, man, because everybody was betting with soup.
Well, this ain't not
soup. I'm going to get off this phone. I got to go.
Okay.
Y'all be good, man.
All right, bro.
He's going to go make some phone calls now, though.
He's finna go tell you.
I don't know. I put it out there on the table for him, so they holler about don't nobody want to come over there, so we're going to see. But if I was
on... when is that?
Huh?
When is that going to go down?
This weekend.
Okay. And the bike that you're going to bring, when is that going to go down, the second race?
On the 17th.
Of November.
Of October. Or if they can't make it on the September, tell me, dog, for the many of your car guys don't know him. He's actually doing a race over there in November, so we can bring some grudge bikes over there and run his race as well, too. Can't make the
October. So y'all going to run back to back. Y'all going to run this weekend and next weekend.
Well, yeah, but you got two different tracks too.
Okay.
That the one that I'm talking about on the 17th, you're not taking anything away from Texas Raceway neither. But that track over there in Northside, man, I've seen guys put 20, 23, 25 pounds there in their tires, man, just to go down that track.
Damn.
Put more air into it. I'll tell you what happened at the little race that was in July. The track on bad is the guys $1,000. They was the lead there spinning that somebody won $1,000. He batted the bike guys that was in line to go down the track.
Yeah.
Because what happened was the pro mod guys had started complaining because the street type bikes were digging up the track. And so we kind of put them on the outside lane. They didn't like that. So track on came there and batted. He told them all, as a matter of fact, each one of y'all $1,000. If you leave there and spin, you win $1,000. But if you don't spin, you owe me $1,000 with no one step up to the plate.
Did y'all have any spinning going on? That's a confident track on him.
Oh, yeah.
For real.
Well, they got the equipment to work with over there, too. Like when you know, see most tracks take a torque and, a torch and, you know, melt the glue, well, heat the glue up and they can drag a scrape a track over there in about 40 minutes, 30 minutes compared to a man over here with the shovel and stuff, take them about an hour or two to do it. He can almost cut his time in half. Like when stuff oil down, stuff only has a machine, man, that spring pretty much like some of the tracks on the East Coast do. There's nothing man-made over there anymore that you have to do manual labor. Everything is machine.
Yeah, that's that. That's when that money come into play.
Mm-hmm. Real nice. Facility. I tell you, for a person to take a hand clutch bike over there. Well, hand clutch bike, man, they'll catch it over there. For trying to throw a clutch away.
Yeah. 12 o'clock.
Yes, sir. I need to go and put 25 pounds of angle tie.
Hey, that's I'm trying to imagine running a bike with that much pressure in there, 25 pounds.
Man, I'm telling you, it
good math.
I didn't think it. Yeah, because you're not going. You're not spinning.
Mm-mm.
I didn't believe it until some of the guys was coming up there telling me about it. And yeah, they ended up putting more at a time. I thought the option sometimes was to go, you know, let air out.
Right. Not add it. I never heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I done heard of adding a little air, but not that much. Not no 25.
Exactly. 10 pounds or something.
Right.
17, anywhere between 17, 20, 25. It just depends on the experienced rider.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we definitely going to hold Mr. AJ to his word, man. She's going to turn that wind light on over there this weekend. Because you know Super Bowl ain't in it, too.
No, Super Bowl ain't saying that.
Yeah, if you go back and look at that video that I tagged you in, his bike was out there. He competed in that thing back in 2013, I think.
Oh, you said he was in it? Okay.
Yeah, he gonna be in this in the weekend.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying. He was saying that. We're going to have to ask about that.
I thought somebody was joining him today about that, talking about running away from the race.
Yeah, they was. Remember, Carl, they was telling them about I don't know, Super Bowl was talking. They were saying about how many people's going to be in there and who all won. Then Super Bowl, Super Bowl did say it. Cause he said he won
the
first year.
Yeah, they were going to Texas.
Yeah, he said he won it the first year.
Okay, I might not have been on that.
Carl, yeah, he was talking to you, Carl.
Okay, well, I must ain't know which race that he was talking about, this race.
Well, this would be his third. They failed. They always going over there to Texas.
No, I'm lying, Carl. He wasn't talking to you. He was talking to Booster Killer. Him and Booster Killer was
awesome. Yeah.
Him and Booster Killer.
I don't
even
think Carl was on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was telling Booster Killer that he's the first one won that event.
I think that's who Booster Killer got his love for you. With him, he's a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he do. Him and they always going at it. And then him and Angola. I think him and Angola want to run for some reason. Super Bowl and Angola.
Angola want to run Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They've been going at it for a while, though. In fact, let's see, back in 2013, man, they've been going back and forth at it.
Angola say he's running from them.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Remember Bad Apple and him going back and forth too?
Yeah, I remember him and Bad Apple.
It's Bad Apple, that's a Booster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't heard that, Mike.
But who you think is better lined up with Super Bowl?
I think it was more so Michael Phillips was going with him instead of the
yeah,
old
when Mike was
bad out. Apple. Yeah, Mike was going at him.
Yeah. Who you think will win that race between Ellis and Super Bowl?
Oh, wait. I haven't seen Super Bowl bike. Oh.
That would be a tough one now, man.
Yeah. It seems like them bikes run a little different. That Angola bike and that Geronimo bike, they seem like they set up a little different than them bikes from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I seen them go down a track in Atmo. It just seemed real, to me, that seemed real quiet and smooth.
Go ahead. I've been wanting to get them a race in for a year. But I think once they line everything out, get everything straight, man, I think it's going to be on then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
2016 might be better. Next year might be a
yeah.
little better.
I hope so.
Seems like the racing's coming back around.
Yeah.
Hey, but you make the people blow head gasket, man. They don't have no choice.
They got to get out there.
I mean, blowing motors, man, blowing engine pipes, everything, man.
There's going to be some motor blow.
Stuff I'm going to do with Marvin, man.
Marcus.
Marvin
said he used to ride. I couldn't believe it. Say he had a ZX9 or something. Say he won a race.
Where's the video at, man, that you all were talking about with Antonio and him? I couldn't find that video nowhere.
Oh, man. I'll tag you in it, Chris.
Yeah, please tag me, man. I don't
want to
see that.
Yeah, somebody tag me, and I'm going to tag you in.
Talking about that man ran on 50. What is that,
52? Who? 52 miles
per hour through
the 8 miles. Man, that shit was so funny.
You can
it
actually
take
see
long
it,
to tell you how you leave.
Please tag me, man. I want to see it. Can I search the hole for that video?
I'll tag you.
That's going to be about it for the night, too. Ain't nobody really talking about racing up for the weekend. So I think everybody's set in stone. So we definitely going to keep our eyes open on Texas over there and see who is winning this grudge race. Thing gonna be. Give good luck to the guys in Montgomery and Louisiana as well.
Appreciate it.
All right, but guys, just we all catch back up next Wednesday. All
right.
Carl, don't forget to tag me. Right, okay, man.
I'm gonna tag you in it now.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Hey, we got a big race this weekend, man. Can I say it, Chris?
Yeah,